All right, Chabosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are continuing, actually. We're going to conclude in Mir Tzashem today, Os Nun Hei in Sidka Satzadik. So the Rebbe ends off. We began the last section of this Os yesterday, focusing on the idea where the Rebbe explains the juxtaposition between the mitzvah of Tzitzis and the Mekoshesh. So remember again, Mekoshesh was the individual who was Mechalel Shabbos. He gathered wood, he chopped down wood, he went ahead and was Mechalel Shabbos. And right afterwards, the Torah introduces to us the mitzvah of Tzitzis. So the Rebbe explains so beautifully on page Kuf Lamed Dalid. So the Rebbe writes, V'chein Amru Kadmonim, which actually skipped down a little bit in that paragraph in the Bi'urei Chasidus on the right-hand side. So the Rebbe says, how is it that the Mekoshesh came to be Mechalel Shabbos? So the Rebbe posits it's because on Shabbos, one does not have the reminder. One does not have the consistent reminder, ultimately, of Tefillin. Tefillin usually serves as an os. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Tefillin usually serves as an os. Perfect. I'll plug it right afterwards. Thank you. Tefillin serves as an os. And on Shabbos, the individual, he lacked the mitzvah of tefillin. So because he lacked that os, because ultimately, again, he lacked that reminder, therefore, again, he was mechalel Shabbos. So what happens? Immediately afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the mitzvah of tzitzis. And that mitzvah of tzitzis is there to serve as a perpetual reminder. What's the goal of the reminder? The goal of the reminder is to take those things that we know intellectually and to ensure that we know them emotionally. So the Rebbe points out something incredible. He says, "Kedei shelo ye'era od davar kazeh la'adam Yisrael, l'shkoach shehu yom Shabbos, sha'as relasas v'amalacha, v'makavana sha'atzitzis mo'ila la'adam sho l'shkoach ha'saydi v'amalach." So remember again, let's talk about this in just a moment. So the mitzvah of tzitzis is there to remind me that I shouldn't forget that it's Shabbos and come to Chas Shalom be Mechalel Shabbos. So we'll say, let's be clear. The Mekoshesh was mazed, right? The Mekoshesh intentionally violated Shabbos. So it's not the pshat that the Mekoshesh forgot, right? We think about this. Oh, so now I have tzitzis, I have a reminder. It's not the pshat that the Mekoshesh forgot about Shabbos and therefore he violated Shabbos. The Mekoshesh absolutely knew about Shabbos. He was amazed. He was an intentional violator of Shabbos. So because of that, says the Rebbe something amazing. What does the mitzvah of tzitzis do? The Mekoshesh was intellectually aware of Shabbos. It's just he experienced a level of emotional forgetfulness. The point of the mitzvah is to take that which we know intellectually and now to infuse it emotionally. Hari HaMekoshesh, just the last part of that section, Hari HaMekoshesh, Haya, Mesit Haya, Kishikhilas HaShabbos, Shari Ne'enash B'misa B'skila Al Avonze, V'imkin Vaday Shebemocho Yadda Beber Es Kol Chumras HaIsser, V'einu Ezo Zechira Haysa Chaser Lo, Kedei Lemono Min Avera, El Mukach Mikach Shekavanas HaTor Lezchira, Hainu Hargoshas Hadavar Bepninius Halev, V'achin Mitzas Tzitzis, Ma'oreres es ha'adam lezechirazu. Sefer will say, to be clear, the Mekoshesh wasn't lacking in intellectual awareness. After all, he was mazed. Mazed means, I know what I'm doing, I know that it's wrong, but I do it anyway. How could a person get to that kind of level if they have an awareness? Very simple, says the Rebbe, because at the end of the day, things that I know intellectually, I can choose to ignore. Things that I know emotionally, you should remember, again, I could choose to ignore that also, but it's much less likely that I go ahead and ignore things that I know emotionally. The point, therefore, of a mitzvah, and I said, is incredibly profound. The point of a mitzvah is to take something from the level of intellectual awareness and transform it ultimately into emotional awareness. That's the goal. That's the goal. That's the yesod. Let's say, I just want to point out, it's not unique to tzitzis, just to be clear. What the Reb Tzaddik is suggesting is this may be a concept with all mitzvos in general, that the goal of a mitzvah is to take intellectual knowledge and transform it into emotional knowledge. The more I serve the Ribono Shel Olam through the medium of mitzvos, the more I go ahead and create an emotional awareness, an emotional knowledge about the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about the importance of the Ribono Shel Olam, and the way that's able to shape my day-to-day living. So we'll say, an incredible yisod. Now he ends off the section or he ends off the os with one more piece. Again, so Rav Tzadik's premise, because this is going to be a little bit of a different application, Rav Tzadik's premise, therefore, is that halacha lemaisa, I go ahead. Did I do something wrong? Did I forget something?
Just dreaming.
Yeah. So Rav Tzadik's premise is that two levels of knowledge, intellectual knowledge, emotional knowledge, right? And the idea that I can know something intellectually, I can ignore it. The goal is to create emotional knowledge. Now Rav Tzadik says, how do you create emotional knowledge? Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, that's what a mitzvah does. A mitzvah, which is reinforcing positive behaviors, goes ahead and takes that which I know intellectually and transforms it into the emotional awareness as well. That Rav Tzadik ends off with one last piece. He says there's another way to create emotional knowledge and emotional awareness. He says how? This is incredible. He says, Amru Chazal, parakama de masachas nedarim, sha'afa pisha asra li adam li shava shal tzorech. Even though normally a person cannot go ahead and swear for no purpose, right? We take an oath exceptionally carefully. He says, "Va mitzvah lihios nishboim lekayim hamitzvos." Well, it's very interesting. There is a concept of swearing in order to perform a mitzvah. So I take an oath, I take a shavua to obligate myself in the performance of a mitzvah. Kilomar, mitzvah shehe adam nishba lekayim mitzvah, kedei sheyimaher v'yizdariz lekayimo. Listen to this. There's a concept of nishpa lekaimes hamitzvah. So there's a concept ultimately again of swearing to perform a mitzvah. Now, such an oath is incredibly strange. Why? Because at the end of the day, I'm already bound to perform a mitzvah. So why would there be a concept of swearing to perform a mitzvah? So he goes on, he says, even though I'm already bound to go ahead and perform mitzvos, nevertheless, what's the role of this shvua? Lizaruze nafshe. Lizaruze nafshe will say, in order to go ahead and give myself zrizos, in order to go ahead and act in an alacritous fashion, in order to spur myself to continued dynamic activity. He goes on, he says, V'lechora, adayin kasha, halo in shvua zu mosifa shum israelov, v'im kein ma zerusu, v'eichu poel umoyla adam shekaimas osa mitzah shenishpala sosa, ava muchach mizeh, sha zerusu, shebeemtsaz haskaras hashvua befiv, nichneses hargoshas chumras hamitzvah lepnimiyas haleiv. So we'll say, this is incredibly profound. So Tzadik says, what does it mean to take a shavua to perform a mitzvah? Right? What does that mean? I'm already what we call mushba v'omer. I already have an obligation to perform the mitzvah. So what does the shavua do, right? I swear I'm going to put on tefillin, so to speak, right? I swear I'm going to keep Shabbos. I swear I'm going to go ahead and learn Torah. I'm already obligated to do those things. So we'll see it. Interestingly enough, what does a shavua do? A shavua encourages action. How does a shavua encourage action? By articulating a promise to one's self. One goes ahead and pushes oneself towards enhanced dynamic activity. So here, Tzadik introduces something else. That sometimes the way to take something from intellectual knowledge to emotional knowledge is to articulate one's personalistic obligation. You see, this goes back, we spoke about this on Shabbos as well. This goes back to something we spoke about before, which is when you speak things out, you create a reality. This is why Rabbi Soloveitchik, I mentioned this on Shabbos, Rabbi Soloveitchik points out, Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph says, that Kishi Yasa Tshuva, Chayiv Lehisvados. When a person does Tshuva, the first thing I'm obligated to do is Vidui, is confession. Why? Because when I commit an Avera, and the Avera just lives up here, lives in my mind, it's easy to rationalize, and it's easy to explain away. But the moment I do a vidui and I articulate that which I have done wrong, chatasi avisi pashati, I've articulated the fact that I committed an Aveira, suddenly again it takes on a reality onto itself. It's the same idea, says Reb Tzadik. When I go ahead and I articulate that I have an obligation, right, to do a mitzvah, so what have I subtly done? Suddenly I've gone ahead and I've articulated, I've created a reality, so that no longer could this just go ahead and remain as intellectual knowledge, but suddenly it becomes an emotional awareness as well. So we'll have to stop with this over here today because it's already time for the daf. But Lamaisa, what I want to point out is really something dramatically amazing, which is that at the end day, Reb Tzadik says the goal is to create emotional awareness, because I can ignore that which I know intellectually, but it's much more difficult to ignore that which I know emotionally. How do you create emotional awareness? Possibility number one, mitzvos. Mitzvos, behaviors. Constantly reinforcing that which I'm supposed to be doing behaviorally creates an emotional awareness. And number two, says Reb Tzadik, is a shvua. Is articulating, and now, by the way, shvua doesn't literally mean you have to take a shvua. It means articulating a promise to one's self. I will say, create personal expectations. So many times in life, we don't create expectations of ourselves, right? We make excuses for ourselves. I don't do this because of this, or I behave like this because of this, or this one did this. That's all fine. Again, we all know, we all do it, and we all make excuses for ourselves. It doesn't generally get us too far. But to articulate expectations for oneself, what's my expectation of me? That's what Reb Tzadik says. That's what it means to take a shvua, to be mekayim a mitzvah. I articulate an expectation of myself. I'm going to do X. I'm going to do Y. I'm going to live up to this standard. I'm going to accomplish this. When a person does that, says Reb Tzadik, you take the intellectual knowledge and you create emotional awareness. And when you create emotional awareness, create emotional knowledge, then it's much easier to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's much easier to remember mitzvos, and it's much easier to remember ultimately those obligations I have to myself. Rabbis, we'll have to stop over here. We'll, Emirat Hashem, maybe spend a little bit of the first part of tomorrow morning shir focusing on Nun Hei, and then Emirat Hashem will transition to Nun Dalet. Shkar Chavosai.